When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max are presented by Progressive Insurance here on ESPN Radio.
It's just something about them, though. It's just the look, the flow, the video. It's just something about it. Mm-hmm. Something about it. I don't know what it is. The tats, all that. It just
the tats, you know, all that.
And the tats is crazy. Yates. The body tats,
man,
is crazy.
As an avidly tatted guy, I need it. Need the tats.
Need it, 100%.
Song also sounds good, too. That too.
Yes. Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah, just the vibe, yeah.
But the song sound good, but then you got to look into everything, though, Max. You can't just, you know what I'm saying? When you're watching a video, tats is crazy. Like, it's just, if you like tats, it's just crazy.
I mean, it might enhance it for you. I'm saying if I knew nothing but you just put the song on, I'm good. I'm good.
Yes.
That might be too much for him anyway. But anyway.
What do you need so many tattoos for? All
right. Yeah, right.
He's so stupid.
Beautiful girl. You don't need so many tattoos. All right.
What's wrong with you? What are we doing? We're doing artwork here?
here we are. It's meantime, 8 o'clock tonight. Western Conference Finals begin on the East Coast, 5 o'clock on the West Coast. And here we are.
So glad it's early.
For the 12th time in his career, there's LeBron James. Well, it wouldn't be so easy if he was in the Western Conference. Oh, he's lucky he's in the East. Really? Because anytime
12?
He's 12, yeah, right? This is he's
so he
to,
lost. He lost the final before.
He lost the conference finals to the Celtics, I want to say, right?
Oh, okay.
Was that in the conference finals?
I don't remember. Might have been. I'm just asking. I know if he goes, this will be his 11th if he goes.
This is his 11th if he goes.
If he goes to the finals.
Yes.
Yeah, if he goes to the finals. But what about the conference final?
I think this is his 12th conference final.
So
in the Eastern Conference,
This is John 11 appearances in the conference finals.
So this is his 12th or his 11th? Because with the Cavs, did he get knocked out by Orlando 1 year?
But was it a final?
Yes, 12. This is his 12th.
This is his 12th. Yeah.
12th.
Wow.
So,
man,
it's insane. And for everyone who's like, number one, the bubble, oh, it was only because of the bubble. Number two, well, it's only because he's in the Eastern Conference. Now he's been in the Western Conference. Whenever you've given him a chance, he's been to the conference finals.
Yeah, it's only two. People need to stop making those excuses, right? He's in the Eastern. Doesn't matter. It's 12.
There he is.
I don't care if it was all out of the East. It's 12.
There he is.
Can I tell you what would make it even more impressive, which legitimate shot to do, is the fact their road that they have taken too, right? It's like, okay, this was once a team before the trade deadline. They were in 13th place.
13th place?
Right? Like, think about that for a second. Like, they weren't going to make the playoffs.
Come on, they knew that this
play in.
They knew this season wasn't about a championship. This is about LeBron scoring title, and then they'll reload for next season. And look at this.
Originally, that was probably true, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Because they started the season, they were horrible. They were 2-10, 2-11, somewhere in there. Then, when you look at it, like you said, Jay, it looked real bleak, right? But they were never really out of it. When you look at it, right, they were only like 9 games out of this position, 6 games out of that position. And I think they thought or they saw, okay, LeBron's going to get the scoring record. Let him do that. And then we're going to change up because we're so close. And then they start really hunting. And then they got it, the trades happen. Then they started hunting more. And then it was like, well, man, they only 4 games out of third place. And then it was like, well, wait a minute, man, they might really actually do something. Oh, they lost 2 or 3 games. AD didn't play. LeBron wasn't playing. Then they dropped back down to like 9 and 10. And they went back and forth. And it was like, man, are they going to make – oh, man, they can really make the play-in. And then at that point, you knew once they made the play-in, they was probably going to wind up being a tough out.
But the thing is, Key, like the gauntlet that they have gone through. I mean, beating Memphis,
yes.
Right? Like in that fight with Ja Morant and company – and then going through the next series, Golden State Warriors, which is a really tough matchup. And by the way, I think this series against Denver is going to be their toughest matchup. If they're able to get through all these three and then meet a Miami or a Boston.
But you can say the same thing for Denver, though, too, right? This will be a tough matchup for them because look what they went through.
It's the toughest matchup for both teams.
Don't forget, no one's taken the Lakers 7 yet, right? Like, this is when I knew the Lakers were live to win the whole thing, when they were live to do it, when they had a real shot. When LeBron wasn't playing after the trade deadline, but they had the best defense in the game. Remember, there was 15 games, something. They had the best defense since the trade deadline till the end of the season. By some metrics, there are different metrics of measuring it. But I thought, hold on. If you have an elite defense and you shoot just well enough from the outside – and you give LeBron another high-level all-star player, since when does that mean he doesn't have a chance to win the championship? That's all he needs, and that's a lot. But that's traditionally when you've given that to him, he's at least in the conference finals.
Yeah, and if he, Jay, if he goes to the championship, win or lose, that is a milestone in itself, right? That win or lose. It would make no sense to me as far as, you know, I know Tom Brady's the GOAT to some people and all these sort of things. But in my time, to be able to see, and I'm talking about in a team sport, a dude just go from team to team, switching up stuff, recognizing, okay, I screwed up the roster a year ago. I'm going to make it right. I'm going to go to Rob Pelinka and say, hey, man, let's fix this. And fix it. And then wind up in the championship. You got to say, by far, one of the greatest feats ever for a player in a team sport. Now you talk about who does it mean more for? Is it AD or LeBron? Depending on what happens in the end.
You know, you think about LeBron's best finals. So the first one in Miami, he wins his first championship, right? Then he goes back to back. That's a big fun. Then he goes back to Cleveland and delivers them the title, coming back down 3-1 on the best team ever, 73 wins, and he wins finals MVP, and it comes down to the last basically play or two. And he hits the free throw with a bad wrist or whatever it was. That was huge. Then you think of the bubble. Kobe's tragic passing. He just gets to the Lakers. The upheaval during the pandemic, all that. But what about this? Imagine if it happens this time. I know I'm looking past the Nuggets. The Nuggets are favored, right? They're probably going to win.
I've been looking past them.
But imagine if it's Lakers-Celtics. And on top of everything you just said, Key, Jay, they going through the gauntlet, the whole thing, coming 13th place. What if LeBron somehow, Celtics and Lakers both with 17 championships? When I was a kid, no one was ever going to catch the Celtics. They had 13, the Lakers had 6. They were never going to catch the Celtics, ever. What if it comes down to Celtics-Lakers to see who's going to get to 18, and LeBron does that?
Still wouldn't be number one for me with LeBron.
It would be one of the biggest... It would be one of the biggest moments in the history of basketball, though.
I agree, I really think the biggest moment of LeBron James' career, championship-wise, was the one he won in the bubble. I think people truly underestimate
because of the stakes.
Yeah, truly underestimate how difficult it would be for them, if you're living in a state of fear, to leave your family for an extended period of time to just focus on playing basketball. I don't think a lot of people can relate to the weight that comes with all the things LeBron was saying, with the social injustice and the heat he was catching during that time, with, like I said before, having the word N-I-G-G-E-R literally spray painted on his fence at home in L.A. Yeah. I don't think people understand how it was for LeBron to deliver a speech and the weight you would feel on your shoulders when one of the greatest Lakers of all time, one of the greatest basketball players of all time this game has ever seen, who we looked up to during our generation. I told you my story about Kobe, and like I'm sure LeBron spent way more time with Kobe than I did. A lot more time, and what that meant to us for him to carry that torch during that moment. I think we just truly overlook, and I know we're talking about basketball now, and it may be his greatest opponents, but all the off-the-court things that he had to deal with to still focus in on basketball to win,
that's
by far,
well, listen,
man,
I still think it's the 2016 against Cleveland, but I think that's very well presented, Jay, because the big question I have, as soon as you say it's the bubble, how hard it was, the first question is, well, everyone's playing in the bubble, but not everyone was playing with the pressure of LeBron because of what happened with Kobe and because he was at the forefront of speaking out during that moment of social upheaval.
Do you remember when they were going to boycott playing in the bubble? Yes. When they were going to boycott, that was LeBron yeah. James is the one of the people who spoke there.
When you talk about 2016, though, Max, it ain't just he came back from 3-1. There were circumstances that allowed him to come back from 3-1.
Oh, he's
there were people missing, things of that nature, in and out of the lineup for the Warriors. This situation in the bubble is totally different. Like Jay just said, and I'll repeat everything to a degree that Jay said. You talk about Kobe Bryant. You talk about the pandemic. You talk about the world had stopped completely. There's no – it's just – you can't – as an athlete, man, you know how hard that is to stay locked in and focused and not think about your loved ones, not think about the promise that you just made, all of those sort of things. If people can say it was the bubble all they want, doesn't that's even harder. I'm used to playing with fans in the stands. This is not just a regular pickup game. It's a lot on the line.
You guys make the argument very well, I think, for the bubble championship. I think it's a great. Those are great points. I would still go with 2016 for me, clearly, because, of course, things happen. He's the one who got Draymond suspended. That looked like it was intentional to me. I give him credit for that. But when a team wins 73 games and redefines basketball and is going for back-to-back and had just beaten you the year before, and you're at Cleveland where you were drafted, where you're from, and you come back down 3-1, first time ever to do it, to me, nothing's going to be better than that. But you make a hell of a case for the bubble. I'm not going to deny it. Well, who does another title mean more for, AD or LeBron? And 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Do the Lakers need to know that AD can lead the franchise going forward? Can lead the franchise? Jay's game plan coming up.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and it is time. Game one is tonight. Lakers at Denver Nuggets to kick off the Western Conference Finals. Nice early start time, 5 p.m. on the West Coast, 8 p.m. on the East Coast. Jay, what's the game plan for tonight's game one?
So, look, Denver has no rim protection. Similar strategy that you had to the Golden State Warriors. It is open off a ton of ball screen action. I would get Jokic in as much multiple screen action as possible throughout possessions. I'm going to make him work defensively. I'm going to get his legs tired. Now, one of the things a lot of people don't give Jokic credit for is his endurance. His conditioning is off the charts. He can play through a lot of stuff, even if you do make him work defensively. But I think the more you can bring him away from the basket is the more that lends to the bread and the butter of what the Lakers do. They dominate you with points in the paint. They dominate you with free throw disparity. The question is, who is going to be that matchup for Jokic? I think you might see Rui on Jokic. I think you might see doses of LeBron James guard Jokic because you need to have AD come from the weak side. AD will get his doses too. But if you have AD come from the weak side, the block shots, all of a sudden you control the paint. If you control the paint, that's your best way to beat Denver. That's on the Lakers side. On Denver's side, I think Jokic has to initiate the offense. I think Jokic has to take advantage of all the moves he has on the block. I think Aaron Gordon is a guy in that LeBron James matchup. He needs to use that size, that strength, that physicality to keep LeBron James away from punishing them on the block, to limit him, to settle for jump shots. If you get LeBron James and AD settling for jump shots, that is a win for Denver. And then I'll say this, pick and roll. We saw Steph try to do it with AD. Jamal Murray, that's going to be a high dosage, because if I see Dennis Schroeder on me, I am posting his little ass up. And if I see a bigger guard on me, try to defend me like a Vanderbilt, like a Caruso. No, I keep saying Caruso.
Yeah, the new Caruso.
No. It's like Austin Reeves. If I see that, then I'm going to get them involved in a lot more pick and roll. I saw Steph work off that. If you want to switch to AD, I think Jamal Murray is one of the most lethal players we have left in the playoffs. I think he is the edge and the personality of this team. He has to get going against the sides and the strength of the Lakers defenders on the perimeter.
Man, that Jamal Murray performance he and Donovan Mitchell put on in the bubble was unbelievable. One of the best of all time, certainly in an early rounds. He is. If he catches fire, it's going to be a hard, hard series.
Fire extinguisher. Just so that you know, Max.
Who's the fire extinguisher?
LeBron James.
Yeah, but
LeBron James is the fire extinguisher.
Donovan Mitchell gets hot, I don't know. You're just going to have to fight fire with fire. I don't know if you can extinguish that.
Key, what's on the menu for tonight's game, man? What you suggested chips and guac?
That's part of it, but it's Tuesday, so you –
Tuesday.
Just depends on Taco Tuesday and how you want to roll. If you cooking, if you frying your taco shells, you know yourself in hot oil, and you folding them over and you frying them, you know, front and back the way you need to, or you heating up the shell just because.
But see, if I do Taco Tuesday, that means I'm pulling for LeBron James and the Lakers to win. Like I got to think of Denver
not really.
Meal.
Everybody all over
Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, but he ain't.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's kind of made a thing though, right?
I mean,
it's already been a thing, but you know.
What's the meal of choice in Denver?
I don't know. We need some people from Denver to call into the show.
888 say ESPN. What's the big meal you're going to have in Denver?
You don't eat steak.
What's the food choice?
We get a lot of Laker fans that call in. We don't get a lot of Denver fans.
You know why that is, Jay? There are many more Lakers fans. Many, many more.
I think, yeah, that's true. But I think steak is probably the big ticket item in Denver. I would think it. I think it's steak.
Steak? I see a steak guy.
But here's one for you though, Jay. You don't eat red meat, right? That's just not your deal. So you can go chicken taco, you can go seafood, whatever you want. Okay. Let's say you want to go even a lighter situation, you can go some sort of veggie. You can go mushroom, avocado, kale.
Ooh. There goes the kale reference.
LA.
Oh, yeah.
Those are side dishes, mushroom, avocado, and kale.
No, he can go. That's more. That's just veggie. That's
side
just
dishes.
It's an LA main course, Max.
Where do you get the protein from?
It's not an LA thing. It's actually really good.
Well, there's almost no protein in that.
No, he has beans on the side.
Yeah, beans and rice and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, if he doesn't want to eat meat, but if he wants to dice up some chicken or some shredded chicken, you can dice it up, or you can boil a chicken, shred it, or however you want to do it.
I like that.
I like steak.
I mean, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work if that's what you want to do.
On the grill,
the game's
good.
At 8. You got to start at 5 because the kids got to eat by 6. They got to go to bed by 6:30. You got to drink between 7:45 and 8:15 to get your mind right.
You're going
to
miss the first quarter, let's face it.
No.
No, Max, Jay is not missing anything.
No, what are you talking
about?
8 o'clock. You got the kids. Oh, yeah, your kids are young, or very young.
My kids are down by like 7:15.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not going to miss anything.
8 o'clock's a pipe dream for me.
From beginning to end, I can text Jay with 2 minutes left in the game, and he'll respond.
Right.
You're a funny dude, man.
Who?
You.
That's the truth. Hey, Jay, what happened here? Oh, you see that pick and roll? He backed out of it. You know, Jay going to explain.
Got to switch everything there, Keith.
He got to switch everything right there. Oh, the drop coverage is killing him.
Why do you always go back to drop
coverage? They're going to blitz him.
He loves drop coverage.
You love drop coverage.
Yes.
And you love blitz. You love those two.
The main thing, I'm surprised what wasn't in the game plan, Key, is to swipe down on someone's hands.
Nobody's
hurt like that.
I get it, but still, you can swipe down on someone's hands.
Yeah, blitz and drop is a common theme amongst NBA analysts.
Yeah.
Everybody's blitzing and everybody's dropping. It's a copycat league. Yeah. And then, oh, my God, the French roll off the glass.
Yeah.
I know it's English. I just said that to see what Jay was going to say.
What did you see the first possession of game 6, LeBron? versus Andrew Wiggins?
He did exactly what you said.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Swipe
the
exactly
leg,
what
huh?
you said.
Okay.
Yeah.
He did it
backing
multiple
down
times.
Into the ribs.
Yeah, he did. 39 multiple
played
bully ball. But as you say, Aaron Gordon's a different animal.
Different dude.
Because he's got that kind of athletic ability where he can jump out the gym, but he's a big, strong
but I'm LeBron,
guy.
But I'm LeBron James. I can take your heart. That's what you got to understand.
You're going to have to early.
I can take your heart. I can humiliate you. You are looking at me when I walk. No matter what you say, when I walk out the tunnel, you looking at me.
Right.
Because you admire me. So I got you anyway.
See,
the just
the letting
question, you know how I go, Max.
I think there's the question you have around Denver is, are they, do they, like, do guys like Aaron Gordon believe that they should be there? I think I know Jokic does. Jamal Murray's edgy. KCP does, right? But, like, this is the first time, like, Michael Porter Jr., Aaron Gordon, like, even for Jamal Murray, like, they're actually there.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
I totally agree with that. There's something about, like, Tommy Brooks, who trained, I think he may have trained Tyson briefly, too. I'm forgetting now. But he was once asked, you know, Holyfield and Tyson, no matter how many times they fought, you know, Holyfield's going to beat him. Why? And he kisses his arms and goes, because Holyfield loves himself. Right? And Tyson did not feel that way about himself, certainly at the time. I think Mike would even admit to that. And there's something about feeling like you deserve it. Like you just said, like they belong there, that I deserve to be here. Someone like Kobe Bryant knows I deserve to be here. All the work I put in, it's almost like you have a moral high ground. And the question is, you're right. Do those guys feel that way in Denver? Gilbert Arenas coming up, KJM, ESPN Radio.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Ed in Denver, you're on KJM.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Ed?
Yo, what's up, fellas? Can y'all hear me?
What's up, Ed?
Who is this?
It's Ed in Denver.
It's Ed. Ed in Denver.
Yeah, Ed, what's we up, got Ed? Somebody from Denver calling in. Let's go.
What's happening, man?
Let's
what's
go.
Up?
Hey.
What's up?
Key, I love you like a fat boy love tank, but AD is a Pop-Tart, soft in the middle. And that's going to be the fundamental difference why Denver wins this series. Point blank, period. Because at the end of the day, you can't trust AD physically. The man ain't been fit since the bubble. And it was because of the bubble that man was fit in the first place. Couldn't go nowhere. So at the end of the day, Denver in seven.
I do think that is one of the intriguing storylines following this game, that AD has been good for three games in a row. I just do wonder if Denver can make it really physical, and Jokic does do a lot of stuff like that, how AD will react.
And as has been pointed out, they pointed out on this just in yesterday, 2 p.m. Eastern ESPN, and on this show this morning and other places, Dwight Howard, you know, when you had a big like that in the bubble, you had a big physical, experienced, athletic defender who could guard Jokic and make life difficult for him and take AD off Jokic. It kept him out of foul trouble. It allowed him to do different things defensively, and they don't
that's
have that
throw,
now.
But that's why you throw multiple bodies at him, Jay, as I talked about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, AD may not display the most physical appearance when down on the blocks, but at the same time, when you throwing different bodies at him and all of a sudden you got LeBron pushing him to AD, as you like to say, with the shadow being there holding things up, it's a different ball game. The bubble's the bubble, though, man. Everybody wants to now point to the bubble and say, oh, they did this because of the bubble. That's not true. Everybody played under the same circumstances. One dude just didn't do as well as the next. That's all. Simple.
Meantime, people would point out that the Lakers didn't have to travel, and that may have helped them in the bubble more than some other teams. And this last caller, Ed in Denver, points out that the bubble is the bubble, but maybe that condition helped certain players. Ed's claim is that helped AD stay in shape because there was less to do.
I mean, we're going to see this 45-minute flight really going to make a difference.
Let's focus on a game tonight, though, because that game was so long ago. I think you're going to see KCP probably guard D'Angelo Russell. I think that'd be an interesting matchup. Use that size and length to try to deter him. And, you know, the one thing you've seen with LeBron James, too, as it relates to his stamina key, like his minutes have gone up from the first round of playoffs to the last round, right? His usage rate is getting higher. This is going to be a different style because I think you're going to see him more involved, like with just that there's more bodies for him to deal with as well when it comes to Denver and Aaron Gordon, that physicality and the way that they're going to try to bang and get points in the paint. And then I think it really comes down to, like, I do think Jamal Murray has a chance to be an X factor here, guys. I mean, look, Jokic has been consistent. I know what he gives people. You're not going to really minimize Jokic, right? You may try to make him more of a scorer than a playmaker, but his ability to get all the other guys going, he's the reason why Jamal Murray or why Michael Porter Jr. or KCP, why they end up getting shots from the outside. Now, Jamal Murray can create more of his own shot, but like Michael Porter Jr. and KCP end up getting a lot of shots with his passing ability and how they utilize him in pick and roll. If Jamal Murray has to be stopped, if you can minimize Jamal Murray and defensively, they can get up underneath him, blitz him. There it is, key, that operative word, blitz. Get the ball out of his hands and force other people to be playmakers. Then I think there's an advantage for the Lakers. But he is going to be imperative to stop because he's a lightning rod for them. He gets them going too.
What game was that? You know, you mentioned Jokic consistent, right, throughout the playoffs. What game was that in Memphis that LeBron looked like he needed to just retire? What was that, like game three?
Game four? Was it game four?
Let's not forget he's supposed to have surgery, LeBron.
Yeah, whatever game that was, Jay, I don't remember exactly the game. But he's been consistent for the most part ever since then. Yes, his long-distance shooting was a little bit scrappy, but he played both ends of the floor. He was scoring in double digits on a consistent basis. And then he closed it out in game six. So I'm leaning heavy on him because he understands the magnitude of the situation. You don't get this far, okay, in this situation to be turned away. He understands that. He's not going to let his teammates, or better yet, his teammates are not going to let him down.
You know what's interesting about Jamal Murray, though? There's some play, like Jamal Murray is like all-star-ish during the regular season. Then the playoffs come and he's superstar. Even these playoffs, I just looked it up because I wanted to remember what the stats were in the bubble, where he averaged 32-6-6 over the course of a series against Utah, that Donovan Mitchell showdown. But in these playoffs so far, 27-6-6, 25-5-7. Like, as the second banana, oh, my God. So he's a different guy when the playoffs start. He's not just kind of like a bubble all-star. He becomes like an MVP practically level player, maybe the next thing to it, and that is a lot as a second banana. That's why I look at Porter Jr. and think, boy, that's an offensive threat as a third option that is very dangerous. Hey,
Jay, we only talk about LeBron and AD, but what about – Reeves, and what about Schroeder, and what about Hachimura, Rui? What about all of those pieces that the Lakers have? Because we gloss over that. We almost act like they don't exist or they haven't helped us get to where we are.
Well, no, I mean, we've talked about D'Lo. We talked about the importance of D'Lo as a third option scorer and how he initiates offense and how it gives him more of a dynamic ball handler, and Schroeder can make plays. Awesome. He was big time in game six. I mean, he was very comfortable. He was never rushed. I think offensively he brings another ball handler to the table, really attacked. Now, they attacked Steph and Clay multiple times, right? You're not going to have that same luxury with Denver, right? Jamal Murray tries to defend. KCP's a good defender. Bruce Brown is a good defender. So I think, look, it's key. Getting a win on the road, it's critical. What did we see against Phoenix, right? We saw Denver win both games at home. Phoenix had to go back, defend home court. They got it back. The 2-2 games are close. Denver came back, won game five. Then Denver went in there, won game six. So I think if you're seeing it right now, there's an advantage to being the number one seed, playing in my high city, right? Like, the pace of the game is higher. The adrenaline is kicking up. And plus, these guys having short rests with these games now. So it goes back to, all of a sudden, like, can the Lakers get one? Like, they got one in Memphis.
Yes.
Can you get one? And all of a sudden come back home, get two at home, and all of a sudden it's a different series.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah. You got to get one on the road
steal
anyway if you want to win the series.
Still one.
You got to steal one early. Yeah, you can't win the series without winning on the road if you're the Lakers. Benjamin in Los Angeles, you're on KJM.
Fellas, fellas, at the top.
Top of the morning.
Hello.
What's up, man? We got
man?
You.
Man, y'all got to quit being so formal with me, man. I've been on this show about a thousand times, man.
Man, I called you Benji, and you got mad.
Because, bro, I don't go by. I only let my mama call me Benji, so I ain't, you already know.
Now you know. But, now you said that. Key going to call you Benji every time you call in.
I know he is. I'm going to tell him every time, bro.
Now, Big Ben, nah,
he all right. That's all I love.
Don't call him Big Ben.
Love, man. Now, I want to speak on something. I know I don't got time now. I try to call earlier, man, but so I might need one of them stick figure Stacy segments one day to really say what I need to say, but I just want to say something real quick, bro, with this John Morant thing, bro. Like, I've been on this cat since he was a freshman in college, bro. And the reality of it is, ain't nobody ever saying it. And I know this is sports, all that, but a disconnect with this generation, not just the generation, but people in general, but a disconnect with the creator, man, makes people vulnerable to prey, to predators, makes people, their self-esteem low. Makes people liars, makes people fake people out here, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, we all come, Key, DoJ, all of us, man, we come from straight where it's nothing but predators, you know what I'm saying? And you got to be tapped into something way deeper in order to not be caught up, in order to not be a prey to these predators. So I would just want to say, you know, I didn't talk to Ja Morant's father before, bro, and his uncle. I met them at the Lakers game when they was out here in the playoff, in the Lakers or the playoff game with the Memphis Grizzlies. You know what I'm saying? And I went up to T. Morant. I told him, I said, bro, I wanted to say, give a little advice about, you know, something with John Morant shooting. So T. Morant was like, man, you must be a preacher. And I was like, why you say that? So he looked at his people. He said, man, I've been training this dude his whole life. And I've been preaching that same thing to him, and he don't listen. So here he has his father who done trained him his whole life, trying to give him a basketball lesson in regards to shooting, and he's saying his son won't even listen. So, again, it's a problem with that, and it's a problem with the fact that he'll listen to this homeboy. And, again, I'm not going to blame it all on a homeboy because it's John Morant's a grown man. But it ain't no coincidence that homeboy done been in multiple incidents. Somebody need to recognize, bro, everybody ain't good for you, bro. Some people are predators. They leech right on you the whole way. Homeboy saw the good. He probably knew this dude is special because I seen him when I first saw it. Right, you got these predators who attach themselves to these people, bro. And again, when you ain't connected to that creator, you are a prey out here.
So he thinks he's lost the path. Benjamin
yo, see,
Glenn.
See, Josh, see, Ben, though, see how
path.
They do you, though?
The righteous path.
They gave you a stick figure
ben
and they named him
no
Benji.
Ears.
They gave him Benji and they gave him a sideways.
Oh, no, I didn't see. Okay, yeah. Y'all tripping now, though.
and you ain't even got no ears, man. Come on.
They ain't put no ears on you?
Oh, man.
Come on, man.
It's a side shot.
No,
side
shot. Boy, ain't got, ain't got no neck. Look at his neck. Ain't got no neck.
And he got a pie.
Benjamin, face. Ladies and gentlemen. Hey, ChatGPT has an idea for what Key's new reality show should be.
Oh.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, Who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Computer line.
We're presented by Progressive Insurance. So apparently, ChatGPT, AI, artificial intelligence, has an idea for Key's new reality show. Nuno, what is this?
I saw Pat, so if it works, it's my idea. If it doesn't, it was Pat's.
Just like everything else on this show. So we asked ChatGPT about what a great new reality show would be for Keyshawn called A Key to Love. And A Key to Love is a captivating reality television show that follows the journey of former NFL football player Keyshawn Johnson as he uses his expertise, charisma, and genuine desire to help others find their soulmates. The show revolves around Keyshawn Johnson's role as a matchmaker as he taps into his understanding of love, relationships, and personal growth to guide participants in their quest for true love. Each episode features individuals who are searching for a meaningful connection and are willing to put their trust in Keyshawn's hands. Key, what do you think? Can we take this one
That's amazing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
We win all type of Emmys or whatnot. We would crush it.
Who would be your co-host, Key?
I don't need a co-host. I'm good. I'm going to do this by myself. Yeah, because I don't need it. You know, don't need it. But anyway, that would be fun, I guess.
How would you set up like Nuno? How would you set up Nuno?
Well, first I need to understand Nuno.
Show would get canceled.
Sit down, talk to him, understand what it is that he's looking for.
Or how about brother? Let's start with Brother Yates. Let's do Brother Yates first.
Yeah, same thing. I would have to sit down with him, understand
what kind of questions would you ask though? Like you can ask him right now. Give me what type of interview.
What type of young lady to start with in love interest?
You should say young person. Young person.
Okay, young person, lady, whatever, you know. And he would explain that to me. And based on me understanding who he is, now I could put a match together for him. Because I already know what Yates likes and what he's looking for. And not necessarily looking for, but just what he likes in life. You know, he's an outgoing individual. Tattoos are important to him. So if I could find a very educated, pretty young lady with tats, that'll take him, put him right over the top. Can she cook? Does she work? Is she well educated? All those sort of things.
That's about right.
You know, I can look at it and tell.
What would the first date be?
The first who?
Their first date. The you got to set them up for the date.
The first date will probably be at a sub sandwich shop somewhere.
Sports book somewhere.
A sports book.
Is a great joint.
A sports book. He going to go to the casino
see me
with
at my
her.
Worst.
Yeah, he going to go to Vegas on the weekend, but he going to place a bet.
Oh, he taking her to Vegas on the weekend?
And he's got
to
be able to explain a parlay.
And I'm not going to have him in Vegas around Sweet 16 because the attention is going to go all toward that and not her. But it's going to be around in time where he could, you know, place a few bets in here and there. Mm-hmm. And enjoy his life.
He's going to meet her on DraftKings or something.
I got something on Black 4 for sure. If she played Black 4 with me, oh, my God. Winner. I might marry her.
And then as far as Pat go, you know, more of a –
Pat's going to marry his partner. They're going to be a
– More of a school teacher, like kind of just, you know, very well like to educate, an educator, somebody who isn't looking for a whole lot, kind of just
isn't looking for a whole lot.
Jeez.
But kind of just
let her have some kind of ambition.
No, I'm
Costello, this is your new partner. It's going to be like a cop crime drama.
Not looking for a whole lot, though, Jay. Like chilling, like not trying to get out.
Okay.
A simple woman. Yeah. Simple.
Yeah, good save.
Not worried about flying private or anything like that. Just, you know, looking for a skip lag.
Never heard of Jet Suite X.
Never heard of Jet Suite X.
That's going to be the first question he asks on a blind speed date thing. Have you ever heard of Jet Suite X? If she says yes, next.
Yeah. Oh, God. And then, you know, Max, I don't even want to going, good. Max. No,
I'm
high good. Energy.
I'm all straight.
High energy. No,
this is hypotheticals, man. Relax.
My goodness. So
I'm not trying to replace your – no. You know, high energy, though. Somebody that's willing to deal with the high energy.
No, and, no, I don't need high energy.
No,
need
not
someone,
you.
Need low energy. Damn.
He needs someone to talk boxing with, man. A couple jabs, a couple
somebody
straights.
That's willing to deal with the high energy.
Oh, that'd be nice.
If she knows the Philly shell,
she knows the Philly shell.
Win.
It's a wrap.
You got to win, Key.
And she knows how to open up the Philly shell even better.
Jay going
to
say, no.
What do I need, Key? What do I need?
You
hypothetically.
Good, man. Hypothetically. Make sure you say that. Well, again.
Okay.
Smart, articulate, high educated, ambition. Okay. Don't mind ruffling your feathers and grabbing you when she needs to.
Ooh.
North Carolina fan.
Oh, I like that.
You know, that sort of thing, Jay, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Don't mind sitting down, Max, and talking NFTs.
Yeah.
You know?
Wait, I got
in fact,
one.
That's what they would mean,
Key,
the virtual
I
universe.
I got one for you, Key.
What's that?
They would date Jerry. In the metaverse.
Jerry.
Jerry?
Yeah. How would you take care of Jerry?
We probably go scour through online farming, looking for somebody who likes to drive tractors and don't mind farming and doing those sort of things.
Jerry will find it on Candid Camera, one of those, you know, one of those Candid Camera style shows.
Why are you
shows.
Laughing, Jay?
You put him on a farmer's almanac or something?
Yeah, man, just, I mean, that's just, you know.
Why do you think Jerry likes
somebody that lives out in the wilderness.
Wrong with farmers,
how would you set yourself up, Key? We got 40 seconds.
No, I want him to keep going on Jerry. Wait, keep going on Jerry.
No, but that's it, though, really. Set myself up?
Yeah.
Well, you know.
She got to like crime dramas, Max.
Yeah, got to like crime forensics.
As they say, tats is a must, Yates.
A tatted up forensic scientist, that's a hard find. But hey, man.
No, it ain't. That means she done switched up a couple times in life.
Switched up a couple of times in life.
Yeah.
Chat GPT. I'll look at that. Pitched it. Pitched a show. Pitched
that boy Jay Will. That boy Jay Will. Good. Though.
That boy Jay Will. Good boy.
Greeny is coming up in a matter of moments. Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max will be back tomorrow, 6 a.m. Eastern. You can download the podcast if you missed anything.
Jerry,
ESPN Radio.
Brew Farm.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.